Truck driver Corey Munson was driving down Interstate 45 just north of Houston one night last April. He was hauling 10,000 pounds of Amazon cargo from Dallas to an Amazon distribution center near downtown Houston. It was about 1:30 in the morning, and he had been on the road for nearly 6 hours.
Harris County 911, what's the location of your emergency?
There's a real bad accident on 45 in Rankin Road, and it's really bad. This guy, his wife is missing. I don't know if she flew out of the vehicle or she's underneath the 18-wheeler or something.
Okay, and it's an 18-wheeler, and what type of vehicle?
There's like six vehicles. I don't know how many vehicles involved.
Munson's semi-truck had plowed into three cars, including a couple of vehicles that had been pulled over after a fender bender. The crash killed two people, including a 21-year-old pregnant woman, and sent two infant children and a 23-year-old man to the hospital. There is tragedy on America's roads every day and every night. But as the information reported recently, the kind of semi-trucks that deliver Amazon goods around the country can be particularly dangerous.
Amazon puts an unusual emphasis on speedy delivery. It's the core of its marketing pitch to its hundreds of millions of Prime members. However, the rush to deliver all that stuff has a human toll. Many of those tractor trailers bearing Amazon's smiley face Prime logo have left a trail of death and dismemberment in their wake.
This is the 411. I'm Corey Weinberg, here with my colleague Paris Martineau, who just finished a 5-month investigation into the deadly toll of the Amazon trucking boom. It's a story that focuses on two questions. How can we assess the safety costs of rapid delivery? And how much responsibility does Amazon bear?
This all began with me trying to answer what, at the time, seemed like a simple question. How many serious accidents have trucks that haul Amazon freight been involved in? It turns out that the way that Amazon structures its trucking business makes that question very difficult to answer. So I started combing through crash reports, lawsuits, social media posts, and other public records to identify serious accidents involving trucks with Amazon's smiley face logo on their side.
And what did you begin to find?
One was a crash this past November involving a truck hauling Amazon goods in South Florida. The driver drifted off the road early one morning, then overcorrected and sent his truck careening over the median and into oncoming traffic. A local news reporter in a helicopter assessed the damage.
Both north and southbound US 27 shut down just outside of South Bay. You can see two tractor trailers and one single vehicle, a car there, have collided. Sadly to report, a fatality crash involved here.
In another case, last January, one driver transporting products to an Amazon warehouse in Kansas City had only possessed a commercial driver's license for a few weeks when he swerved into oncoming traffic and hit a sedan, seriously injuring the three passengers inside and resulting in the amputation of a 53-year-old woman's right arm. In all, I found that drivers moving freight for Amazon were involved in at least 53 serious crashes between April 2018 and April 2021. Those crashes caused at least 14 deaths and 60 serious injuries.
And many of the accidents seem similar. They happened in the early hours of the morning when a semi-truck drifted onto the shoulder of a road or crossed the highway median and careened into oncoming traffic.
Right. And trucking experts tell me that this is common in crashes caused by inattention or fatigue. Being a trucker is a difficult job. That's why it's in an industry that has long been regulated by the federal and state governments, which have tried to put safety mitigation efforts in place.
But fatal accidents involving large trucks on U.S. roads have been on the rise in recent years. The online shopping boom has put more trucks on the road as retailers have scrambled to fulfill customer orders in less and less time. And Paris, my question to you is, how do we know if these 53 serious crashes over 3 years from trucks hauling Amazon goods, how do we know that's a lot? There are tens of thousands of traffic deaths on the road every year. How do we know if Amazon has a spotty safety record?
So answering that core question even, how many accidents involve Amazon trucks, is not so simple. It's nearly impossible for anyone outside of Amazon to get that tally.
And why is that?
Largely, it's because of how much Amazon relies on independent contractors to haul its goods. Outsiders can't really determine the rate of accidents for truckers doing jobs for Amazon because the agencies that record these accidents are recording them under the name of the trucking companies that employ the drivers, not the name of Amazon, which has hired those trucking companies to employ these drivers.
Right. And how did you get around that in your reporting?
So the 53 crashes that I was able to identify, that number is almost certainly not the total number of serious accidents involving these trucks moving freight for Amazon during that period. That number just represents the number of serious crashes that I was able to identify after they happened and link back to Amazon using a combination of public records, police reports, local news footage, and other means.
But not every accident leaves a neat paper trail.
Yeah, in fact, most don't. So it's likely that the real number is much higher.
So what does Amazon say when you ask them about this?
Great question. I mean, the company declined to share any data with me about its safety record and declined to answer questions about its safety rates or the number of accidents that had occurred during this period. Amazon said that it monitors federal safety records for the industry and reviews carrier safety profiles after each reported accident.
I'll read from your story. A spokesperson said, quote, "Amazon operates a safe shipping network, and to state otherwise is simply not true." The spokesperson went on to say, "There are tens of thousands of drivers moving millions of customer packages every week, almost all without incident, and we continue to invest in improving transportation safety across our operations with the goal of achieving zero incidents," unquote. But Paris, it seems to me from your reporting that Amazon has a ways to go toward that goal. The company is going to continue facing these safety questions.
Right. And it's important to understand why this is becoming a bigger deal for Amazon now. Amazon's explosive rise in retailing has in part been propelled by the company's innovations in shipping in recent years.
Yeah, you've written a lot about this. What has that involved?
One way is that Amazon closely monitors its trucking partners' performance, tracks their precise location, their speed, the lengths of the breaks even taken by drivers. If a driver, say, pulls over at a rest stop for more than 45 minutes, they'll get a call from Amazon. The company also sets the routes the drivers take and penalizes truckers that fail to use Amazon's tracking software properly.
And it makes sense that a company like Amazon would push for efficiency. This is how they became a global behemoth. But let's remember that these truck driving jobs are already really difficult.
Right. So one guy I call when I want to learn more about this and the trucking industry in general is Steve Viselli. He's a University of Pennsylvania sociology professor who studies freight transportation. He's written a book about how the rise of independent contracting turned trucking from one of the best blue-collar jobs in the U.S. into one of the toughest. And he actually worked as a truck driver as part of his research.
Oftentimes, drivers are out, especially when they first start out in their career, the first year or two. They're working, you know, weeks, sometimes months at a time without returning home, living at truck stops, living out of the truck 24 hours a day. And it's a total shift in your entire life.
Yeah. You've obviously spoken with a lot of truckers and continue to. Of the ones that you've spoken to that have worked for Amazon or considered it, what is their take on how Amazon compares to the other jobs available?
Well, there's, you know, the big thing is that I hear from drivers is that Amazon's tough. They're, you know, very cost conscious. As a company like Amazon moves more and more freight with some of its own vehicles, with lots of hired transportation, they have more and more information about the market. And so they can set that market rate more and more precisely. They can squeeze more out of drivers. And that puts you on a treadmill of choosing between compensation, time at home, and sometimes, unfortunately, safety.
And this is an industry-wide problem. Every e-commerce company is trying to figure out a way to deal with it. Consumers won't buy something if it takes 20 days to arrive, and they won't buy it if shipping costs $20. But Amazon has a lot of leverage. They control an increasingly large part of the trucking market, and they're even, as my previous reporting has shown, selling part of their trucking services to other companies. I asked Viselli why truckers don't quit Amazon.
Why do so many people still do it? Why wouldn't they go somewhere else?
I do think, you know, talking to drivers, a lot of it is the novelty of it, that they're the big new shipper. You know, they have lots of freight to move, and that can be very attractive to drivers, that consistent big pool of freight that, you know, in theory can keep you moving all the time. The other advantage is that, you know, it's Amazon, right? And everybody sees that, you know, they're the future in at least e-commerce, and you want to get in on the ground level, right? You want to work for the company that's got the bright future. And truckers are, you know, no different than others in, you know, in seeing that potential advantage.
And this takes us back to the beginning of the episode, that 911 tape you heard of the crash that killed two people involving the semi-truck hauling Amazon goods, driven by Corey Munson.
Munson seemed overworked. We know this because of a court case filed by the victims of the crash. One of the documents submitted as part of the discovery process included Munson's Facebook posts, in which he complained repeatedly about his long shifts, his exhaustion, and insomnia.
So what could happen in this case if there is a legal filing about this? What's going to happen?
It could help raise new questions about Amazon's liability. Munson, for instance, worked for this big trucking company called J.B. Hunt, which has a division dedicated to hauling freight for Amazon. In the two or so years leading up to the crash, Munson exclusively moved Amazon-branded trailers between Amazon warehouses. During that time, he also had a lot of close calls, according to J.B. Hunt employment records that were also submitted as part of this court case. He was written up 9 times for almost causing crashes. His managers blamed Munson's, quote, inattention and, quote, complacency.
Is Munson the only one who's facing potential liability here?
No. So some of the victims and the family of the victims in this Houston crash have sued not only Munson and J.B. Hunt, but they've also sued Amazon. The victims' attorneys are trying to determine whether Amazon put pressure on companies like J.B. Hunt to work their drivers harder during the early weeks of the pandemic, which is when this crash happened.
And what might happen? And has there been precedent for something like this?
So this is actually one of a couple cases that have cropped up recently on this question. Another involves a Florida crash that we mentioned earlier, the one with the helicopter footage, where an Amazon-branded tractor trailer drove off the road, over the median, and into oncoming traffic, killing one man and severely injuring another.
And why is that case notable?
So the driver of the truck worked for this small trucking company that's part of this program I've reported on previously called Amazon Freight Partners. They're one of about 130 or so companies that have agreed to haul loads exclusively for Amazon. Amazon leases them up to 20 Amazon-branded tractors. That's the front part of the truck that pulls the trailer. And Amazon controls how much they can earn and what kind of jobs they can take and basically everything they can do with these vehicles during the time.
Okay, so Amazon Freight Partners and these kind of deals, how might that impact this case?
So the case is in the state of Florida, which allows the owner of the vehicle to be held at least partially liable for the actions of its drivers. That could put the responsibility on Amazon and make it a lot harder for the company to wiggle its way out of paying restitution to the victims. And it appears to be the first time that one of these crashes and lawsuits has happened involving an Amazon freight partner. So it's definitely a case to keep our eyes on going forward. These questions are all about who should pay for the deadly consequences of the e-commerce boom.
Paris, thanks so much for coming on the show. I hope everyone listening has a chance to take a look at your fantastic story.
Thanks, Corey. Always great talking to you.
That's our show this week. Thanks so much to Keenan Cush for producing today's episode. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.